Your psychological self is in essence invisible. Now, is that, do you need to, is that true? You, the psychological entity, the person, yes, as a body, you are visible. But the person, where is the person? Can you find the person in the physical realm? Let's say you become unconscious or something happens or due to some weird reason in a hospital, a surgeon opens up your skull looking for you. Let's say you can't speak, you're not conscious, but the surgeon is looking, where is, you have a name, you have a story, you have a whole life story, and then the surgeon looks for you in the brain. Is the surgeon going to find you? No. He finds neurons, all kinds of things that are undoubtedly associated to some extent with you as a person, in the same way perhaps that a radio that plays music, there is an association between the music and the radio that plays the music. But can you find the music in the radio? No.